train 668.
668, I got your request. How can I help?
So, I have a customer who has a pit bull on tour who quotes that it's a service animal, no problem. But we know it's not, anyhow. So the dog is in front of the doorway. I'm telling her, you know, your service animal should be, you know, close to you at least. And she's like, oh, you can't tell me that, but, I mean, it's in the walkway, standing up, trying to get on the seat.
Okay, I copy. Can you ask her where she's going by chance? And just know that you are on a recorded line, so you are going to be covered. And this call's at 1354 on the 28th.
Just one moment.
Can you let me know where you're going, ma'am? Yes, ma'am. I'm on a recorded line. Your service animal's obstructing our doorways in the middle, so I just need to know where you're going.
Okay, she says she's now getting... She was going downtown, but she's... If you can hear me, can you hear me?
668, yeah, I copy.
So, they're trying to say that it's against the law for us to say that the service animal has to be up under her feet. She says she's going downtown, but she says it's illegal for us to say that her service animal is supposed to be close to her and up under her feet.
They are on a leash, correct?
It is, but it's a pet bull and you got people walking by that's scared and it's, yeah, not, anyway, yeah.
Okay, if she continues to give you any more problems in between now and the time that she gets off, go ahead and give us a call back. But again, you are on the recorded line. We do know the rules. You are protected by your SOP, so let's go ahead and just continue to service your route, and then we'll go from there.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay safe and hydrated out there today. 1356.